Today's daf is Brachas daf Mem Vav. We are holding on daf Mem Hey Amid Beis. We are 8 lines from the bottom of the page on Mem Hey Amid Beis. We are at Ba Umatzan Kshem Mevarchim. Today's shir is sponsored by Shaki Klar, the Ilui Nishmas Yenti Bas Avram, Nisham Mishrav and Aliyah, and we thank you very much for the sponsorship. And it's also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank Dr. Landerer as well for the continued sponsorship. So today we're going to discuss first whether a person is supposed to answer Amen after his own brachos and what the exception to that rule might be, and then we're going to talk about who should be the one to be Botzea, who should be the one to say the hamotzi on behalf of everybody else, and also who should be the one to lead benching. And that's going to lead us into a discussion of the idea that an oreach has an obligation to be mevarich the balabayis in his benching, and that's why the oreach is the one that's supposed to lead the benching. We're then going to have a discussion of machlokas, what is included in the zimun. We know that one of the brachas that we only say when you have three people is what we discussed yesterday, the birchas hazimun. We pointed out that those lines that we say as the zimun are actually a bracha, but where does it end? Where does that bracha end? Does that bracha go into what we call benching, or does that bracha end before benching? We're going to have two deos and rayos on either side of that discussion, and then we're going to have various proofs that the final bracha, birchas hamazon hatova ha-meitiv, must not be da'oraisa. We're going to have three different rayas that the bracha of hatova ha-meitiv is not going to be da'oraisa. On Amud Beis, we're also going to talk about the addition that we put into benching in a base avel, and we're going to discuss some of the hanhagos of Su'uda that the Parsai people had that were worth copying, that they were very wise in terms of some of their hanhagos in Su'uda, and what some of our hanhagos of Su'uda are. And then the Gemara is also going to discuss who we honor first with washing Netilas Yadayim before the meal, and who do we honor first with washing Mayim Achronim after the meal. So let's begin. We're holding 8 lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis. Mitzatan, Bo Mitzatan, rather. So says Gemara, Bo Mitzatan. Let's say someone comes from the shuk, he hasn't eaten, and he sees three people, Kshem Mevorachim, and he sees that they're benching. So Ma'u Omer Achreim, what should he say as he hears them benching? He didn't eat with them, so he can't bench with them. He certainly can't say Baruch Sha'achalnu Mishalo, because he didn't eat. So Rav Zvid Omer, Baruch Mevorach. He should say Baruch Mevorach. Rav Papa Amar Ona Amen. No, he should answer Amen. Velo Pligi, and they're not actually arguing. It all depends on when he came. It depends whether he came when they said Nevarech Shachal Nemishlo, or when they said Baruch Shachal Nemishlo. Ashkechinu Deka Amri Nevarech, if he came and they were saying Nevarech Shachal Nemishlo, Omer Baruch Umvarach. He should say Baruch Umvarach. He doesn't say Amen because it's not a bracha. It's really Nevarech Shachal Nemishlo is just an invitation for everyone to come and bench. But Ashkechinu Deka Amri Baruch. But if he comes and hears him saying Baruch Shachal Nemishlo, which is the birchas hazimun, that's the bracha, so ona amen, you answer amen, just like you would after any bracha. Oh, once we talk about answering amen, tani chada, ha'ona amen, archa brachos, ha'vareza meshubach, v'tani idach, ha'vareza meguna, we have a stira in brachos. Is it a good thing or a bad thing to answer amen after your own brachos? So lo kasha, ha'babonu Yerushalayim, and ha bishar brachos. It's not a stiro. When we say that it's meshubach, that's talking about your own bracha of Bonu Yerushalayim in benching, since that's the end of the brachos min haTorah of benching. Answering amen is a way of showing that that's it. That's the end of birchas hamazon mita oraisa. Whereas when we say that it's meguna, that it's not appropriate to answer amen after one's own bracha, that's by every other bracha, because then you're going to say amen after a bracha, and then you're going to continue saying other brachos, so the amen is an indicator that it's that you're finished, but you're not really finished. So that's why we don't say amen after other brachos in the series, only after the last bracha in the series. That's how Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah explains this Gemara. Rashi and many other Rishonim say that this din is not only by Bonu Yerushalayim, it's by the end of any series of brachos. Hamavarech es ha'amo Yisrael ba'shalom, that's the end of Shemona Esrei. By Yishtabach, it's the end of Pesukit Zirmi, Halalucha, at the end of Halal, Ga'al Yisrael, before Shemona Esrei of Shachris, Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, before Shemona Esrei of Mariv. Those are the end of the series of the Birchus Kriyashma. So to answer amen after those is not a hefsik ben gula l'tfilah or anything else, because you're showing that you're completing a seder abrachos. That's how a number of Rishonim suggest, the Rush, the Rashba, Tamid Rabin Yonah, others. The Rashba, however, explains that according to this, you have to say that when the Gemara says Dafka Bonu Yerushalayim, it's because there's a chiddush that even though Bonu Yerushalayim is followed up by Atov Ametiv, which is a bracha midrabanan, still this is the end of a series. So even Bonu Yerushalayim, but Kal V'Chomer, every other series of brachos, you would answer Amen afterwards. The Rush just adds another reason, because the sugya that we're talking about over here is Birch Samazon. So that's why of all these series that we could choose, we chose the series of brachos in Birch Samazon. Tosfos, after they quote that some hold that you have to answer Amen at the end of every series of brachos, like Yishtabach, says that the Minaga Olam is not to do that. That it's only after Bonu Yerushalayim that we answer Amen, not after every other series of brachos. And the Levush says that those who are knowing that, in order to make a hecker between the first three brachos and the Tova Meitiv, that's why it's Dafka by Bonu Yerushalayim. The Rambam, in the first paragraph of Hilchos Brachos, says that it's only after two brachos or more that are smuchos, you answer amen after the bracha that's the end of that series of brachos. So he says only the bracha achrona of Kriya Shema and Mariv, because there are two brachos after Shema, but not after Gal Yisrael, which is by Shachris, because that's after only one bracha, which comes after the Kriya Shema. So that's a compromise opinion, that it depends how many brachos are in the series. Obviously, our minig is we only answer amen after Bonu Yerushalayim, which it says explicitly in the Gemara, and all of the others, we do not answer amen to our own brachas. Abaye ani le bekala kiyechi delushmu paul lemblekumu. Abaye used to answer amen after Bonu Yerushalayim loudly enough that all the poelim would be able to hear, and then they would get up and go back to do work, because the halacha is that the poelim skip hatova ametiv since they're on the clock, they're on someone else's, they're getting paid for their time. The hatova ametiv lav daraisa, and hatova ametiv is not a chiv daraisa. They were only misakin it in Yavne over the haruge beitar being Nitan the Kavura, we're going to see in a few days from now, Mem Chesem Beis. So since it's only a bracha midrabanan, while you're benching, you're not allowed to do your work, so it's going to hold them back from the work, the Chum were Mesakein, that Poalim should not say this bracha. The Yerushalmi raises the question, why is it that the Poalim don't say all four brachas of Birch Samazon properly when they're say it while they're doing their work? So Yerushalmi says, you see from here that you're not allowed to do other things while you are being mevarich. The Taz quotes this in Shulchan Aruch, that even though by all brachos, that this is not only true by benching, it's by all brachos and by all mitzvos. You can't be doing other things while you're engaged in a bracha, while you're engaged in a mitzvah. In fact, the Taz says this is what's included in the pasuk in the Tochavim, telchu imi keri, that you telchu imi keri means that it's your avodas Hashem is like something you happen to be doing while you're doing something else. No, a person is doing a bracha, a person is doing a mitzvah, person should be focused on the mitzvah. It's a zilzul, it's disrespectful to the bracha if he's saying the bracha while he's doing something else. Rav Ashi anilei bilchisha. Rav Ashi would answer amen at the end of Bonu Yerushalayim, but he would do quietly, dafka not loudly, because he thought that if the workers hear him say amen before that bracha, they're going to realize that Atov Ametiv is not a bracha min Torah, it's not really an ikur part of Birch Samazon, and they're therefore going to be mezalzel in Atov Ametiv wherever they go. They're not going to distinguish. They're always going to be mezalzel in atova ametiv. The Tosfos quotes Alachas Gedolos Paskins like Ravashi that you should say the Amen after Bonu Yerushalayim Bilchisha. You should say it quietly. And he says Bismanenu, where we don't have a din poalim, meaning it's understood when you hire workers nowadays that they're going to bench, that they'll take a lunch hour, and including that lunch hour will be benching. So then even Abaye would be moda to say it Bilchisha. The only reason Abaye wanted to say it loudly was to tell the poalim, stop benching and get out of here, go back to work. Nowadays they don't have to do that, and therefore you should always do bilchisha, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Orchaim Simkuf Pechesif Beis, that this Amen Yomarnu Bilachash, you should say Davka Bilachash, because Kadesh Liargishu Shabirch Satav Ametiv Eina Daraisa V'Yizal Zalubah, because people will realize if you don't say a Bilachash that Hatov Ametiv is not Daraisa, and they're going to come to be Mezalzel in Hatov Ametiv. Interestingly, the Riff and the Rambam simply do not mention whether it's supposed to be said Belachash or Bekal Rambam. It sounds like, according according to the Gemara, there is a hakpada of some sort, right? This amen has to be said one way or the other. The Rif and the Rambam don't paskin in it. They just answer amen, but they don't say whether it's supposed to be loud or it's supposed to be quiet. So Marshal in the Chuvin, Simim Mem Dalid, says that the Rif and the Rishonim not mentioning how to answer this amen must hold that since nowadays the minig is that everyone says Hatova Ameitid, and that bracha is considered an equal part of Birchas Hamazon, and everyone knows that the answer amen after Bar Yerushalayim, so there's nothing to be choshish for zilzul in either way, because that people are going to skip it. You don't have to worry. Everyone knows that it's part of Birchas Hamazon, and you don't have to worry that people are going to be mezalzel in Hatova Ameitiv entirely if you make a point of saying that it's. If you make a point of saying the Amen, because everyone knows that everybody says the Amen at the end of Atova Ameitiv. Nevertheless, even though the Rif and the Ram don't paskin it, the Ramah actually does paskin the Shulchan Aruch that you should say it bekol Ram, that we should say it loudly. So while the Shulchan Aruch says to say it quietly, the Ramah says to say it loudly. Interestingly, the Rif and the Rambam don't have hakpada one way or the other how to answer that Amen properly. Now, the idea that we go out of our way to show that Atova Meitiv has now become a part of benching and that we shouldn't be mezalzel in it does come up in a couple of places in Poskim. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that even though some say Birchas HaMazon has a din of tefillah as far as being mafsik, that's only the first three brachos, but Bracha Atova Meitiv is only midrabanan, you don't have the same problems of being mafsik. But the Prima Gadim says that Papashtas Atova Meitiv is also included in the Isser of being mafsik because Shlo Yavol Zalzalba. Because we see this hakpada, we don't want people to be mezalzal Atova Meitiv. So even though by right it's only Bracha midrabanan, should have been treated less stringently, we see that the Gemara goes out of its way to say that we're careful that people not be mezalzel in Atova Meitiv, we treat it just as stringently. You have a similar thing in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Dalid, Siv Dalid says that if a person ate and he doesn't remember if he benched or not, so since Birchas HaMazon is Min HaTorah, Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, so he has to bench again because it's Safek Daraisa. Says the Magen Avram, quoted by the Mishnah Brura, that he has to say the Bracha Revius of Atova Meitiv as well. It's only Midrabanan, Safek Drabanan L'Kula, Shlo Yavol Zalzel. That you find such an inyan not to be mezalzel in Birchas HaMazon in Hatova Ameitiv, so we're careful not to be mezalzel, and that's why we would repeat Hatova Ameitiv as well. Top of Mem Vav Amral, Rabbi Zeira Chalash, Rabbi Zeira got sick one time, Olagabei Rabbi Avo, and Rabbi Avo went to visit him, Kabbal Alei, and Rabbi Avo was Mekabbal on himself, that Imitvach Ketina Charich Saki, that if this short guy who has burnt legs gets better, Avinni Yomatova L'Rabbanan, then I'll make a big party, I'll make a feast for the Rabbanan. Wow, what a name. How did he get the name that Katina Charech Saki, the short guy with the Charech Shaki, rather, the short guy with the burnt legs? So over here on the side of the Gemara, Rabbi Nissim Gon fills in the story that appears in Maseches Bab Metzia, that Rabbi Zera fasted 300 fasts when he went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The first 100 fasts were that he should forget all of Torah's Bavel, which is fascinating. He wanted to learn Torah with the purity of Eretz Yisrael without his mind being cluttered by all of the Torah that he learned in Bavel. But anyway, he fasted 100 fasts so that Eish Shel Gehenim should not be Sholepo, that he shouldn't be subject to the heat of the Eish Shel Gehenim. And every 30 days he would check to see if it's working. So he would light up the oven and wait till it gets heated up, and then he would go and sit in it and see if anything happened. And one time the Chum were looking at him, wow, what kind of Zuchus, he's Zocha Tanisim, that he doesn't get burnt. And that Nasnu Einehem, that they looked at him, caused him to be burnt, and he was affected by it, and that's how he got the name Katin Charech Shaki, that he was the short guy with the burnt legs. So anyway, Itbach, he got better from his illness. I don't think his legs were healed, but this illness that he suffered, he got better from. So they made a suda for the Rabbanan to celebrate his getting better. Kimat to the Mishri, when it came time to break bread, when it came time to actually say the Amotzi, Rabbi Avo, who's hosting the suda, said to Rabbi Zeira, Lishri Lamar, we're mechabed you, right? They put the challah tray in front of him. So Amalei Lo Sover Lamar LaHadra V'Yochum and Dam Balabayis Botzea. So V'Sharalu. So Rabbi Zeira said, no, don't you hold what Rabbi Yochum told us that the Balabayis is the one that's supposed to be the Botzea? So Rabbi Avo listened, and Rabbi Avo was Botzea. Kimata the Ruche, when it came time to to bench at the end. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yavo said to Rabbi Zera, Nivrach Lamar, why don't you lead us in benching? Amar Lei, Lo Sav Lamar, Lahad Rav Huna, Dimin Bavel Damar Botzeah Mevarech. Don't you hold that, like Rav Huna says, that the Botzeah is the one that's supposed to be Mevarech? So I wasn't Botzeah, how could I be Mevarech? Interestingly, the Gemara over here does not say that he therefore did it, that he therefore listened, and he was Mevarech. So V'iyu, commands you, like, says Gemara, who did Rabbi Yavo assume like when he was suggesting these things? He was assuming that the Balabais, yes, the Balabais is the one that's Botzea, but it's the Oreach who is Mevarich. So ask the Rashba, if Rabbi Yavo holds that Balabais Botzea, why at the beginning of the meal did he give it to Rabbi Zera to be Botzea? Meaning, I understand, he holds like the Shita that Oreach Mevarich, and that's why he gave it to Rabbi Zera to be Mevarich. But if he held that that the Balabais is supposed to be the Botzea, why did he try to give it to Rabbi Zera to be Botzea? So he said maybe he considered Rabbi Zera to be, the Rishonim suggests, that maybe he considered Rabbi Zera to be the Bala Su'uda, since the Su'uda was in his honor. That since it was in his honor, he became the Bala Bayis. Or it could be that he was Mechavid and Mishum Kavodo, that even though the Bala Bayis is the one that's entitled to that Kavod, he wanted to give him a little bit of extra Kavod. But anyway, the Oreach is the one that's supposed to lead the benching. The Bala Bayis, Botzea, why is the Bala Bayis the one that's supposed to be Botzea? Kideshi Yivtzaba'in Yatha. Because he's the only one, it's his food. So he's the only one that could be generous with the distribution of the food. So let the Bala Bayis be Botzea, so we'll cut nice, generous pieces for everybody to eat. For Oreach, we saw that the previously in the Gemara that the Amoraim were Botzea Kula Sherusa, that on Shabbos at least they would cut very large pieces for themselves for the entire rest of the meal. But even on a regular basis, we want the Bala Bayis to be generous, not for himself, but for other people, to cut large pieces for other people. So that's why the Bala Bayis is the only one that's really authorized to do that. You're going to be much more tentative about giving out large portions when it's not your food to give out. And why is the Oreach the one that leads the benching? In order that he should have the opportunity to be Mevarich the Bala Bayis. The Rishonim point out that the bracha of the Oreach is actually derived from the Pasuk. V'achalta v'savato v'erachta es Hashem Elokecha. S is always the Rabbos, so sometimes you have Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, we have famously the Rabbos Tamid Chamim, Es Hashem Elokecha, S is the Rabbos Bala Bayis. So this is a bracha that we add on to be Mevarich the Bala Bayis. Says Gemara, sounds beautiful. My Mevarich, what bracha do you add on to be Mevarich the Bala Bayis? So says Gemara, here's the bracha. Yi Ratzon, Shelo Yevosh Bala Bayis Bal Mazev, Lo Yikolim Le'olam Haba, that the Bala Bayis should not be embarrassed in this world as a result of poverty. He shouldn't be embarrassed in the next world as a result of Averos. For Rebbe Mosef Padvarim, and Rebbe added a little bit to the Nusach of the bracha, and you say, V'yitz he should have a success with all of his property. It should be not only successful, but it should be close by, so he's able to keep an eye on all of his investments. And the satan should not have any control or power over his or our actions. And he shouldn't even be subject to any hirhur avera from forever. So the reason why we dafka say about hirhur chait and not the chait itself, the Abu Dram writes, is based on the Gemara in Yuma, daf chav tes. The Gemara in Yuma says that hirhur avera is kashin me avera. And the Abu Dram writes, because someone who's over avera is chote begufo. Someone who's mahara b'avera is chote bedaito besichlo. That a person who sins with his das, with his seichel, that's what makes a person special. The fact that a person has das, that a person has seichel. So it's worse, says the Gemara in Yuma, to be chote with what makes a human a human, what makes a human special, what makes a medaber different than a behema. To be chote with a goof is also pretty bad. But that's why we dafka highlight hirhur chait. That's that at least the possibility. One might suggest, I didn't see anyone discuss it, but one might suggest that the reason we dafka say that he should be nitzel from hirhur chait is because the Rambam and Hilchus Shuva, when he discusses the Chavdal Dvarim HaMa'ak V'mes HaTshuva, the different things that make it impossible to do tshuva. So one of the things that Rambam says is when it comes to those types of averos that you violate Bihirur, that like L'Sasura Achrei Einechem, so you didn't do anything, you were just looking. The Rambam says a person is very unlikely to do tshuva from such things because he doesn't think of it as an avera. He says, oh, what did I do? I was just looking. So he's not going to think of it as something that he had done wrong, and therefore it's unlikely that he's going to do tshuva. So maybe that requires a special tefillah. Those averos that a person is very unlikely to do tshuva from, maybe that requires a special tefillah. So this is the bracha of the oreach that a guest is supposed to say. The Mishnah quotes, the Mishnah Brewer rather, quotes from the Lechem Chamudos. He says he doesn't understand why people don't say this bracha, that it says, why we say this bracha differently than the nusach that appears in Shas. Probably what he means is, people just say, Arachamani Varachas Balabayas Hazeh, instead of going through this whole Yehi Ratzon, which is the Dina de Gemara of what you're supposed to say. In the Sidri Yavitz, he also says that Ashkenazim seem to be makel about this bracha. They don't say it. So really, you should be much more careful about it. So what's the Limud Zuchus and why people don't say it? So first of all, you should say it. Right now, they started printing it in the benches again. For a while, they didn't even print it in the benches. So really, you should say it. But what's the Limud Zuchus for those who don't say it? So the Shulchan HaTorah says that there's some mech on that which we say, Aracham Yivarech, Hezbal Abayis, Kemoshen Baruch Hu Avoseinu. And all brachos are included in that. So in the Zman of the Gemara, they didn't say Arachaman. Since Arachamans were only a later invention, a later insertion into Birch Samazon, so once we added the Arachamans, it made it unnecessary. The Aruch HaShulchan says that nowadays that everyone says benching, everyone should say this bracha, meaning it used to be that the Oreach was Mevarech because the Oreach is going to say this this bracha. So he was the only one that was Mevarech. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, now everyone is Mevarech, and Memela, everyone should say this bracha. When exactly in benching, where do we insert it in benching? So the Rambam writes, the bracha revius, you have to mention Shalosh Malchios and Kshem Mevarech HaOreach, Eitzel Balabayis, Mosba Bracha LeBalabayis. Ketzad, Omer Yirotzen Shloyevus Balabayis Balmazav Leikolein LeOlam Haba. So Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer in his commentary on the Rambam and Ebene Azal in the Hilchos Brachos Parag Beis says that from the Rambam it sounds like the Birchas HaReach is a continuation of the bracha v'tova meitiv, of the fourth bracha of benching. It's a safa onto the fourth bracha of benching. So even in those benches where it's printed, it could be, says Rav Yisrael Meltzer, and they say the same in the name of the Briska Rav, that it's printed in the wrong place. It shouldn't come after a whole bunch of harachamans. It should come right after the bracha v'tova meitiv, and then you go right into the Birchas HaOreach. But that is it is the appropriate thing to do, is to recite this bracha as it appears in the Gemara to be Mevarech, the Balabayis. So now the Gemara says, okay, we were discussing yesterday this idea of Birchas Hazimun, that in addition to the regular parts of benching that one always says, when you have three people, there's another bracha that's added on at the beginning of benching. So when is the end of that bracha that you only say with three people? Rav Nachman Amar an Nevarech, that it's up until you say Nevarech Shachal Mishlo. But the actual, what we call first bracha of benching, the bracha of Hazan, is not part of the Zimun, it's a separate bracha. Rav Sheshes Amar Ad Hazan, Rav Sheshes, this is the way Rashi reads the Gemara at least, holds that it goes up until the bracha of Hazan, that you need three people even to say the bracha of Hazan, and you don't say it with only one or two people. Again, that's how Rashi understands the Gemara. All of the Rishonim have major problems with Rashi. Tosos, Rash, the Rashba, the Mir, they all have major problems with Rashi. So first of all, the bracha of Hazan is a chiv min haTorah, so we darshan it from the Pasuk, so it has to be that everybody has to say it. How could you say that it only gets said when you have three people that are benching? Furthermore, the drush of the Gemara is Uberachta Zubirch Sazan. Zubirch Sazimun. So Birch Sazan is considered separate from Birch Sazimun. The Gemara darshans it as two separate entities. So how could there be a Havamina that Birch Sazan is, or a Shita, that Birch Sazan is part of the Zimun? And furthermore, how could it be that we're knowing that everybody says Birch Sazan against Rav Sheshes? The Halacha generally follows Rav Sheshes. So why would we go against Rav Sheshes? So that's why a number of the Rishonim disagree with Rashi. And Tosa says, no, what we're really asking over here is, Ad Heichan Birch Sazimun is going on what we said before in Daf Memheim and Beis, that when three people eat together and two two of them finish the meal earlier than the third guy, and they want to do the zimun, they can force the third guy to stop his meal for the sake of the zimun, and then he'll go and he'll finish his meal after they do their zimun. So the Gemara is saying ad hechon birchas zimun, that for how long does the guy have to stop his meal? Can he just listen until nevarech shachal mishlo and then continue his meal, or does he have to wait till you finish the first bracha of benching, hazanas hakol, and then go back to finishing his meal? Says Tosus, that's the whole shaila in the Gemara over here. The shaila is not what gets included in birchas zimun, but we're supposed to read Gemara with Rashi, so we're going to say it like Rashi, even though the halacha we obviously don't pass like Rashi over here, but we'll say it like Rashi. So the question is, what is included in the birchas hazimun? So Neima Katanai, says the Gemara, maybe this machlokas, whether it includes hazan or not, is actually machlokas tanayim. Ditanicha, do we have one brisa that says the birchas hamazon shnayim shlosha, the birchas hamazon either has two or three brachos, v'tani idach shlosha arba, and the other brisa says birchas hamazon has either three or four brachos? Well, what could they possibly be arguing about? Savru de kulei alma atova meitiv lav daraisi. We're working with the assumption that atova meitiv definitely doesn't count because it's not a daraisa. So it's in nobody's cheshbin. So my lav bahaka mifli. So what are they arguing about? Whether it's two or three or three or four? So man yom shtayim shalosh, the one that holds that it's two or three brachos, kasavar ad hazan, holds that birchas hazimun goes until the end of the bracha of hazan. So therefore, if three people are eating and they're chayiv and zimun, the birchas hamazon is three brachos. And when it's less than three people eating, birchas hamazon is only two brachos. It's the birchas haaretz and bnei Yerushalayim, but you don't even say hazan at all. Uman yom shalosh v'arba, the one that says that it's three or four brachos, kasavar ad nevarich, holds that the birchas hazimun is until nevarich, hazan is a separate bracha. So when you have a mezumin, you have nevarich, hazan, birchas haaretz, and bnei Yerushalayim. And when you have less than three people, you don't have the zimun. You only have the first three brachos of benching, as we know it. Says Gemara, lo, that's not the machlokas between the two brises. Rav Nachman Matayis Tameh, Rav Sheshet Matayis Tameh. Each, both Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet, they can each say that both prices are going like their shita. How can they be Matarit's both prices? So Rav Nachman would say both prices are going like him, because the Kuli Alma, everyone holds that and Nevarich, that the Birch Sazimun is only until Nevarich, that it does not include the Bracha Vazan. So Mandiyam Rashol Shiarba Shapir. Oh, good. So the price that says that it's either three or four brachos, that fits very nicely. You have the Zimun and then the three brachos of benching, and when you don't have a zimun, you only have three brachos of benching. But but if you say that it's two or three brachos, so how's that price going to fit? Amar la chacha bebirchas poel de maskinan da amar mar poseach ba'azan v'kol bonu Yerushalayim bebirchas ha'aretz. We're talking about workers in the middle of a work day, and workers in the middle of a work day combine the second and third brachos of benching into one in order to abbreviate the benching, because they're working on the clock and they're not allowed to take liberties in their benching. But when you have you have three of them, they do have to do zimun. Now what you get out of all this, if we're not even counting atov ha'meitiv, because atov ha'meitiv is not ha'raisa, and we are counting zimun, what you get out of this is, it seems from this Gemara that zimun is daraisa, which is somewhat of a chiddush. That's a major machlokes rishonim. But this Gemara seems to be one of the stronger rayas that zimun is daraisa, because when we're doing the numbers of brachos, where we start off by saying, okay, put atov ha'meitiv aside because that's only drabanan. Now how many brachos are there? And in that count, we're counting zimun when there are three people. So that's certainly something that that emerges from this Gemara. Rav Sheshet Metaretz Tameh, and Rav Sheshet would be Metaretz Lishita, so that he would say Dukuli Alma Ad Hazan, that everyone would say that it's until Hazan, that the Birch Zimun goes through the first bracha of benching. Therefore, it makes sense to say that benching is either two or three brachas, depending on whether you have a Zimun. What about the Shita that says that it's the Brisa that says that it's three or four? How's that going to work if you hold that all the way through the first bracha is combined with the Zimun? So, Kasavra Tova Metiv Daraisahi. Now, that Shita holds that Atova Meitiv counts. That because Atova Meitiv is really a bracha daraisa. Amar Rav Yosef Tedet Atova Meitiv Lav daraisa. I'll give you three rayas that Atova Meitiv is not daraisa. Raya number one, Shari Paul Limokramosa, that workers don't say it. Remember we said earlier on the bottom of Memheim Beis that Rav Ashi Abaye was Anilei Bekala, that Abaye answered the Amen after Bar Yerushalayim loudly to let the Paulim know that they better get back to work, that they should skip Atova Meitiv. Well, if Hatova Ametiv was Daraisa, then there's no way we would be encouraging Poalim to skip Hatova Ametiv. Ask the Rashba, well, Bani Yerushalayim is Chiv Min HaTorah, and the Poalim don't say it. We just got through saying that the Poalim combine the second and third brachos of benching, so they don't say the entire Bani Yerushalayim. So we do see that we are willing to compromise brachos Daraisa for the sake of workers, says the Rashba. No, we do. They say Bani Yerushalayim, they just combine it with the Birchas Aretz, but they entirely skip Hatova Ametiv. That they wouldn't do if it was Daraisa. So it must be, that's Raya number one, Hatova Ametiv must be Derabanan, because we encourage workers in the middle of their workday to skip Hatova Ametiv. Second Raya, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Derav Teda that Hatova Ametiv Lav Daraisa. I'll bring you a second Raya that Hatova Ametiv must not be Daraisa. Shari Poseach Bab Baruch Vein Chosim Bab Baruch. It starts out with Baruch Hatashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, but there is no Baruch at the end. Kedetanya, Kol Baruch Skulin Poseach Ben Baruch Chosim Ben Baruch. Why is this a Raya? Because the Brisa tells us that all brachos in general start and conclude with the Baruch, Chutz mi Brachos Haperos, Brachos Hamitzvos, or Brachos Mucha L'Chaverta, with three exceptions: the Bracha Rishona on food, the Brachos that we say on Mitzvos, and the Brachos Mucha L'Chaverta, a Bracha that's part of a series of Brachos. Rishonim, Tosos, and other Rishonim say, "Oh yeah, what about?" And then they give a list of other Brachos that are also don't poseach and end with the Baruch. But let's take the Gemara at face value right now. Ubracha achrona shebekriya shma, and the bracha achrona of kriya shma, the bracha of emes v'yatziv in shachris and emes v'emuna at mariv, that those are yotzim in a klal. Yesh v'em shepaseach v'baruch v'en chosim baruch. Some of these start with the baruch but don't end with the bracha, like all the brachas we say on foods and all brachas on mitzvos. It's all just one basic inyan, one basic sentence. There's no extra, you know, tefillah that's added in the middle of the bracha, and therefore it just starts with the bracha a baruch, but it doesn't have to end with a baruch. The yesh mehen shechosim ben baruch ve'in paseach baruch. And sometimes you have that ends with a baruch but does not begin with a baruch, like bracha smucha lechavrita, because the psicha of the previous bracha counts for this bracha. Atova ametiv paseach baruch ve'in chosim baruch. And atova ametiv starts with a baruch but doesn't end with a baruch. Mechal the bracha b'fnei, which leads you to believe it's not a bracha smucha lechavrita, that it's an independent bracha. Why is it an independent bracha? Because it's not Daraisa, like the other brachas of Birchas Hamazon. Had it been Daraisa, then it would be like a bracha smucha lechavrita. It would not be Poseach b'baruch. It would come right on the heels of Bnei Yerushalayim and wouldn't start with the Baruch Atah Hashem. From the fact that Atova Ametiv starts with Baruch Atah Hashem, you see that Atova Ametiv is not Daraisa. Really, it's got nothing to do with food. It's got nothing to do with benching. It's about the Haruge Beitar that they were Nitan Lekavura. The Abu Dram explains that Uda is a makom of simcha, so it's a proper time to be modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all sorts of good things. So that's why we added in Hatova Vametiv into benching. V'amram Nachman Yitzchak Teded Hatova Vametiv Lav Daraisa. A third raya that Hatova Vametiv is not Daraisa. Sharei Okronos Beis Avel, that we skip Hatova Vametiv in a Beis Avel. Kedetanya Mahim Omer Beis Avel. What do we say in a Beis Avel? Baruch Hatova Vametiv. Rabbi Akiva Omer Baruch Tayin HaEmes. Rabbi Akiva says no. We don't say Atova Ametiv, we say Dayana Emes. So it says, Atova Ametiv in Dayana Emes Lo. Does that mean that the Tanakama held that we say only Atova Ametiv and not Dayana Emes? So Ela'ema Af Atova Ametiv. No, Tanakama holds that you say in the base of El not only Dayana Emes, but also Atova Ametiv. So if Tanakama says you say both of them, must be that Rabbi Kiva holds you don't say both of them. When Rabbi Kiva says you say Dayana Emes in the base of El, he means Dayana Emes to the exclusion of Atova Ametiv. So how could you skip Hatova Ametiv if it's Daraisa? Elamai, Hatova Ametiv is only Drabanan. That's our third Raya. So Marzutra Iklu Lebe Ravashi. Marzutra went to visit Ravashi, Itra Be Milsa, and his Nebuch, he lost a child. So Pasuch Baruch, so he said the Birch Savelim that you're supposed to say in benching. And he said, you know, Baruch Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, he said, Hatova Ametiv, Kel Emes, Dayan Emes, Shofet B'Tzedek, Lokeach B'Mishpat, that Hashem takes lives with justice. Tosfos and Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah and other Rishonim say that the Bahag says not to say that line of Lokeach Mefashos Pemishpat. The Rif leaves out that line, and the reason is because the Gemara in Shabbos and Nehem Beis says sometimes Yesh Misa Below Chet V'Yesh Yisurin Below Avon. So it's not always Bemishpat. Sometimes there's death without any sin. The Gemara in Maseches Bava Basra has a list of people who died without ever doing an Aveira. V'Shalit Ba'olam Olasos Bar Kritzono, the Nusach continues. V'Shalit Ba'olam Olasos Bar Kritzono, Hashem rules the world, He does as He pleases. Ki chol drach of mishpat, everything He does is justice. Shakol shalom v'anachnu amo v'avadav, everything is like a tzidik adin. Everything is Hashem's, and we are His nation, we are His servants. U'bekol anachnu chayim lahodzol levarcho, we have to have hoda'a to Hashem, and we have to be mevarech Hashem. Go to protest b'Yisrael, hu yigdor sapir tzazos b'Yisrael l'chayim, and the one who builds up the breaches in Klal Yisrael should build up this breach as well. So that's the nusach of the bracha, and this is something that should be said also, not included in the benches. You hope it doesn't come up that often, but it's something that's supposed to be said in a Beis HaAvel when they're benching in a Beis HaAvel. Someone told me they were with Rav Shechter when he was sitting Shiva and he was benching, and the bencher didn't have it. So he opened up a Gemara Brachos to Mem Vav and Beis, and he read the bracha from here, because that's the bracha that you're supposed to say in a Beis HaAvel. Okay, Lehechanu Chozer. So says Gemara, we said that Birch Sazimun goes until Azana Sakal, according to Rav Sheshes, and Yachid doesn't say. So what's the din of someone who's mitzarev to a zimun with other people, but he's not finished his meal yet? So he's listening to their zimun. Now, lehechanu chozer. Now, when it comes time for him to bench, where does he start his benching from? So Rav Zid Mishrei Dabai Yomar Chozer the Rosh goes back to the beginning of benching. Rabban Armi Lemakam Shapasak, from wherever he stopped listening to the others. Vehilchus Alemakam Shapasak. And the halacha is, he goes to Makam Shapasak, and he starts with no delcha, except the Rishonim point out, the Achronim point out, the Tzlach, and the Pnei Yeshua, that he should start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenchat Olav Olseinu, since it's no longer Smucha L'Chaverta for him. So I'm Leir Ishkulus L'Av Sheshes Avgav the Rabban Kashish Yaton Parsai Bitzar Chisud Biki Minaychu. Even though you are your elderly sages, the Parsaim know how to handle Su'udah better than you. Bizman Shein Shtei Mitos, when there are two couches that people are sitting on for the Su'udah Gadol Mesav Barosh V'Sheini Lo L'Mal Lehimenu, they have the Gadol sitting at the head of the table and the other guy toward his head and not toward his feet. When there are three people, Gadol Mesavam, so the Gadol's in the middle. Sheni lo lemale menu, second most prestigious is at his head. Shlish lo lemate menu, and the third most prestigious is at his feet. So Amalev, he bailey shtuyu by a day, metaris tutsi viyasu mishtai by a day. Well, how does he communicate then with the guy that's sitting by his head? He's going to have to move his whole body in order to be able to talk to the guy that's sitting over his head. If the guy was by his feet, he would be able to talk to him very easily. So Amalev, shiny parsai, demach vile bemachuk. No, they speak sign language, so he sticks out his hand to do the signs, so the guy by his head could communicate with him very easily. So Mayim Rishonim Hechel Maschilin, who starts to wash Mayim Rishonim first? Amalei Mina Gadol. The Gadol washes Mayim Rishonim first. Yeshiv Gadol Yishmar Yadav. So ask the Gemara. That doesn't make any sense. How could the Gadol sit there not doing anything and keeping his hands clean? Achenotim Kula, waiting for everybody else. Amalei Lialtim Aisutaka Kamei. No, they'll bring the table to him right away. He'll get to start eating right away. Mayim Achronim Hechel Maschilin, who washes Mayim Achronim first? Amalei Mina Katan. So he says the Katan Shabakulam washes Mayim Achronim. The Gadol Yasav Yadim Muzramos. So what? The Gadol's got to sit there with filthy hands the whole time at Shanot and Kulam until everyone else washes their hands? Amalei Lomasal Kitaka Mikamei Adam Namti Maya Legabe. No, they don't take the table away from him. He gets to keep eating until he gets the water. So he's fine. Amar Rav Sheshes says, Namas Nisi Adan. So Rav Sheshes says, I don't know about these Parsiim. I just know what the Brisa says. Titania. What our Chachamim tell us, if there are two people, the Gadol is at the Rosh, the second guy is at his feet. If there are three, like the Parsiim did it, where the second in command was by his head and the third was by his feet. The Gadol starts. And as far as Mayim Achronim, if there are five people, then the Gadol should wash Mayim Achronim first. But as Manshein Meya, when it's more, 100 or however many more, then Maschilim Min HaKatan, then the Katan washes Mayim Achronim first, Achimagiyim Eitzel Chamisha, till you get down to the last five, then Chozer Maschilim Min HaGadol. Then the Gadol washes Mayim Achronim at that point. Ulmakam Shemayim Achronim Chozun, Lashon Bracha Chozeres. When you get down to that last five, the first guy to wash Shemayim Achronim, he's also going to be the one to lead the benching. So that's the sign of who you want to lead the benching. You say, hey, there's the Rav, and this is a riot to what we learned the other day, that Rav said, Dam Rav Chia Barashi Yom Rav, Kalanot Yad V'Achron Tzchila, whom is Zuman LeBracha? Whoever washes Mayim Achronim first, he's the one that's Mezuman LeBracha. He's the one that says that's Mechubad to say Birch Samazon. Rav Reb Chia, and the Gemara tells the story that we already had. Rav Reb Chia v'yasu b'sudasa kamei de Rebbe. They were sitting by a suda by Rebbe. Amalei Rebbe, the Rav, kum m'shiyadach. So Rebbe said to Rav, go wash your hands. So chazi to kamaratis. He saw Reb Chia was terrified. He thought maybe Rav was telling him to wash his hands because his hands were dirty, and he was saying it's disrespectful for you to sit like that with dirty hands. So Amalei, so Reb Chia said to Rav, bar pachti, chashra person, ayin b'birchs mazonukam malach. That when he's telling you to wash your hands, he's telling you that you should lead the benching. That's why he's telling you to be the first benetila. That's a good thing. It's a compliment that he's telling you, that he's asking you to lead the benching. So that's what the Rashba points out. The kibud is not in washing your hands first, says the Rashba. The kibud is in leaving the benching. Mm-hmm. It's just that the sign of that them wanting you to lead the benching is by asking you to wash your hands first. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Brisa on the very bottom of the page.